Hello, and welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We're going to start off this edition of the show with some Hello songs. Why? Well, we all know that Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, but imagine that scene in the lab where Bell calls his assistant, Mr. Watson. How would Mr. Watson know what to say when the phone rang? Alexander Graham Bell had suggested using the greeting of ahoy when answering the telephone. Obviously, that didn't take, but last week on August 15th in 1877, Thomas Edison wrote the president of the Telegraph Company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The letter stated that the word hello would be a more appropriate greeting than ahoy, as suggested by Bell when answering the telephone. And so it is that when we pick up the phone, we say hello. And if Sunshine were calling, we'd answer, "Hello, Sunshine." Here's Ray Noble and his New Mayfair Orchestra.
Break it up, break it up. Train leaves Montreal on track 42, all aboard.
Easy, said Johnny Brown.
why I'm gonna leave this town. Everything is closing down. Big easy, and tell a bunch. Tell them I won't go east, and I won't go west, but I've got a different hunch. I'll be leaving in the summer, and I won't get back till fall. Goodbye, Broadway. Hello, Montreal. With a sign up on the table, I'll be laughing at you all. Goodbye, Broadway. Hello, Montreal. That old tin pail. Oh, that old tin pail. You know, that pail was never meant to carry what they call ginger ale. And you know, if my wife wants me, you can tell her where to call. It's goodbye, Broadway. Hello, Montreal.
High-headed tragedian of song, Ted Lewis and his orchestra, and Hello, Montreal, from March of 1928. Rail fan that I am, I particularly enjoy records with train references in them, such as that one. And we started off with Ray Noble and his new Mayfair Orchestra, and Hello, Sunshine. Ray Noble, born December 17, 1903, in Brighton, England, was an excellent musician, composer, and arranger who won England's Melody Maker Award in 1926 at age 19. Let's see, at age 19, I was a box boy. From 1929 to 1934, he was director of light music for HMV, the English arm of RCA Victor Records. In 1935, he came to the U.S. with drummer Bill Hardy and vocalist Al Boley and became musical director of New York's famed Radio City, where his band played the Rainbow Room. Later, he left for Hollywood, where he worked on several films and was on radio with Edgar Bergen and Burns and Allen. Ray Noble left us on April 3, 1978, in Santa Barbara, California. Continuing our Hello theme, here from January 1930... is Smith Blue with Burt Lown from a hit of the week Cardboard record, and Hello, Baby.
How do you do? Hello, baby, speaking to you, introducing no one else but me. In person, hello, baby, going my way. Hello, baby, what do you say? How about a little company? I take off my hat to a baby like you. Take off your high hat, and we'll find things to do together. Come on, baby, don't hesitate. Come on, baby, cooperate. Gee, you're swell. Oh, hello, hello, baby. Thank you.
Lenz's Orchestra and Hello Swanee Hello, another train reference in that one. Chelsea Queeley played trumpet and Al Lenz was probably the vocalist in that rare recording from October 15th, 1926. And before that, Burt Lown, L-O-W-N, and his orchestra and Hello Baby. I'm Glenn Robison and I'm very pleased that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll listen every Sunday at 6 p.m. here on KISL. We've got lots more to come right after this. Well, you might have known if we had a set of hello songs, we'd have a set of goodbye songs, starting off with Gracie Fields and Smile When You Say Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody!
Goodbye!
Goodbye, Dad! I'll bring you back to Paris!
I don't need one. I've got enough with your mother.
Isn't that Sally Lee, the film star?
Yeah.
Hey, sing us a song, Sally Love, will you?
You've got to smile when you say goodbye. You've got to smile as the days go by. And all the time that you're away, I'm thinking of you. I'll write and say from day to day, got to smile when you say goodbye. You've got to smile till the clouds roll by. So till we meet
Bye Bye Blues, Burt Lown's Biltmore Hotel Orchestra. Burt Lown was one of the composers of Bye Bye Blues, along with cornetist Fred Hamm, pianist Chauncey Gray, and reedman Dave Bennett. It became the theme for Lown's band, and they recorded it twice in 1930, once for Hit of the Week with Scrappy Lambert singing, and the version we just heard on Columbia from August 21, 1930, with the vocal by the Biltmore Rhythm Boys. The Biltmore Rhythm Boys were Elmer Feldkamp, Paul Mason, and Tommy Faleen. And before that, Gracie Fields and Smile When You Say Goodbye. Singer and variety star Gracie Fields was born Grace Stansfield in Greater Manchester, England in 1898. She first appeared on stage at age 10, made her London debut in 1915, and by 1928 was a firmly established star. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, and I'm your host, Glenn Robison. I'm pleased that you're listening, and I'd be positively ecstatic if you'd send email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GlennRobison, or you can send requests, cards, or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We have two more goodbye songs before we say goodbye to this set, starting with Thelma Terry.
Vegetable shortening, which digests so easily, presents the Mills Brothers, singing their famous theme song, Goodbye Blues. There's no tuba, saxophone, trumpet, or trombone. The only instrument used is a guitar. All effects are achieved vocally. unknown 6 months ago, the Mills Brothers today are internationally famous for having introduced a new rhythm and a new type of vocal harmony. We invite you to tune in and hear them at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday and Thursday evening over the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KISL being a non-commercial station, that's one of the few commercials you'll ever hear. It's all harmony. It's delightful. The Mills Brothers, Harry, Herbert, Donald, and John Mills Jr. in a vintage radio commercial from 1932 for their sponsor, Crisco. No musical instruments or mechanical devices of any kind used on this recording other than one guitar. And before that, Thelma Terry and her boyfriends. There are only a handful of female string bass players around, but Thelma Terry played string bass and directed the all-male band in that recording made in Chicago on March 29, 1928. That was Gene Krupa on drums. We're going to turn out the lights when we come back right after this. This past week, August 16th in 1939, marked the last time that radio's ultimate horror show, Lights Out, was heard on NBC Radio. Created by Arch Obler, the show's most familiar trademark was the following.
Arch Obler's Lights Out, everybody. It is later than you think. This is Arch Obler bringing you another in our series of stories of the unusual. And once again, we caution you, these Lights Out stories are definitely not for the timid soul. So we tell you calmly and very sincerely, if you frighten easily, turn off your radio now.
In 1942, the show was brought back for a time on CBS Radio. Here, in commemoration of Lights Out, are some low-light, but definitely non-scary songs. Thank you.
sweet music, soft and mellow, soothing and slow. Strains of a mellow cello, when lights are low. Dear, we're so close together, I love you so. Why think about the weather when lights are low? Two hearts revealing, music hath times. Eyes so appealing, with inspiration in your arms. Our lips meeting soft and tender, love's all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender when lights are low?
We have a lovely evening. Our party was a great success. Oh, didn't Mrs. Smith look stunning? Did you notice Mrs. Jones's new dress? Now, what did Mr. Brown say to Uncle Benny? Well, I guess it was just one of those things. Brownie had a few too many. Sure was a hungry crowd. They didn't leave a scrap for Rover. We ought to feel real proud. And mighty glad the darn thing's over. No more company to feed. No more papers left to read. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. No more anything to drink. Leave those dishes in the sink. What's to do about it? Simply nighty-night and so to sleep. You're waiting now for me to say I love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before, dear. No more money in the bank. No cute baby we can spank. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep. You're waiting now for me to say I love you more and more and more, dear. You're looking younger every day. You never were so sweet before. You darling, no more money in the bank. No cute baby we can spare. What's to do about it? Let's put out the lights and go to sleep.
Listen how our happy hearts are beating, like the ocean beats upon the sand. And our feet in rhythm keep repeating every little moment of the band. Sweet music, soft and mellow, soothing and slow. strains of a mellow cello when life's alone. Dear, we're so close together, I love you so. Why think about the weather when life's alone? Two hearts revealing, music has charms. Life's so appealing, with inspiration in your arms. Our lips meeting soft and tender, love's all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender when life's alone? Music soft and mellow, soothing and slow, strains of a mellow cello when lights are low. Oh, oh, oh. Dear, we're so close together, and I love you so. Why think about the weather when lights are low? Two hearts revealing, music has charms. Life's so appealing, with inspiration in your arms. Our lips meeting soft and tender, love's all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender when life's alone?
From November 27th, 1928, we started off that set of low light songs with Don't Wait Until the Lights Are Low by Al Friedman and his orchestra, with Tommy Weir doing the vocal from an unreleased Edison lateral. Then, doing double duty playing drums and taking the vocal on When Lights Are Low was Canadian Teddy Joyce and his orchestra. When Lights Are Low was written by Spencer Williams and Benny Carter and was recorded this very day, August 20th, 1936. Happy 64th birthday to that record. Then we heard Let's Put Out the Lights and Go to Sleep, Bing Crosby from 1932. And we concluded with the Mills Brothers once again, from September 15th, 1936, and another quite different arrangement of When Lights Are Low. Some low-light songs to commemorate Arch Obler's radio show, Lights Out. We'll be back to hear from Roger Wolf Kahn, Jack Hilton, Ben Burney, and more right after this. 144 years ago yesterday, Gail Borden of Brooklyn, New York, patented his process for condensed milk. In one of the great American advertising campaigns of all time, Borden's condensed milk was billed as the milk from contented cows. Of course, Borden's is still in business, and Borden's famous mascot, Elsie the Cow, still graces every can of Borden's condensed milk. So, here to commemorate Gail Borden and Elsie the Borden Cow is Zez Confrey and his orchestra and Cowbells.
Thank you.
cowbells, Zez Confrey and his orchestra. Pianist, composer, and bandleader Edward Eleazar Confrey was born April 3, 1895, in Peru, Illinois. Remembered today more as a composer rather than a bandleader, his name is synonymous with songs such as Kitten on the Keys and Dizzy Fingers, both his compositions. Confrey completed his musical training at the Chicago Musical College, where he studied the piano. After graduation, he worked at a number of different projects, including cutting a great many music rolls for then-popular player pianos. During World War I, Confrey served in the military, and it was after his discharge that he adopted the name Zez and began working in radio studios. He also fronted his own 20-piece band, which continued introducing his songs well into the 1930s, recording for labels such as Banner, Brunswick, and Victor. Zez disbanded in the late 1930s and devoted his remaining years to songwriting. He was 77 years old when he died at his Lakewood, New Jersey home. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each Sunday at 6 p.m. here on Island Radio, KISL, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Now, the really hardcore gardeners among you out there probably know that last week, on August 18th in 1931, the United States Patent Office awarded its first plant patent to Henry F. Bosenberg of New Brunswick, New Jersey, for inventing a climbing rose that blooms successfully throughout the year. The rose was named New Dawn. So here, in honor of Henry Bosenberg, is a trio of rose songs.
Thank you. sky, so fresh the morning dew. So sweet the song of birds in the spring, so true my love for you. So bright the moon, so still the night, so wide the deep blue sea. So high the stars that shine up above, so true my love will be. Wherever fate may take you, whatever time may bring, my love will not forsake you, my heart will always sing. So red the rose, so blue the sky, so fresh the morning dew. So sweet the song of birds in the spring, so true my love for you. Thank you.
hoping to give you a rosy outlook on life, we started that set of Rose songs with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra from January 25th, 1927, and Yankee Rose. That was followed by Jack Hilton and his orchestra and So Red the Rose from April 13th, 1935, recorded shortly after Jack rejoined HMV after recording with Decca for 2 years. That was Pat O'Malley doing the vocal on that one. And we finished up with Broadway Rose from the original Dixieland Jazz Band, recorded by Victor February 25th, 1918, in New York City. The original Dixieland Jazz Band billed themselves as the originators of jazz. Their recording of Livery Stable Blues, coupled with Dixie Jazz Band One Step, became the first jazz record ever released on February 26, 1917. Its release signaled the beginning of the jazz age and helped define the era we call the Roaring Twenties. The original Dixieland Jazz Band had recorded for Columbia in January 1917, but the session was unsuccessful and the band had to come back and re-record the songs. Thus, the release of the Columbia sides didn't come about until after the amazing success of the Victor records. The group formed in New Orleans, and all of the musicians had played in Papa Jack Lane's Reliance Brass Band at one time or another. In 1916, the band moved from New Orleans to Chicago, where they played a season at the Booster Club under the name of Stein's Dixie Jazz Band. At the beginning of the following year, the band ditched Stein and moved to New York, where they played at Reisenweber's Cafe on Columbus Circle, a fashionable restaurant and night spot. The band was an immediate success with their stage antics, like wearing top hats that spelled out Dixie, and playing the trombone slide with the foot. The band's slogan was untuneful harmonists playing peppery melodies, and their leader and cornetist Nick LaRocca described the group as musical anarchists. The original Dixieland Jazz Band went on to record and play in London, producing 20 tracks for Columbia, including another big hit, Sudan, which sold over 2 million records. They returned to America in July of 1920 and signed a new record contract with OK, but they never regained the sales or popularity of their initial success. The group broke up in 1925 after LaRocca suffered a breakdown. The surviving members briefly reformed in 1936 and recorded some sides for Victor, and in 1940 the band reformed yet again and recorded 6 sides for Bluebird, but this time without LaRocca. This is Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'll be back next Sunday evening at 6 here on KISL with more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records and music to which you can't not tap your toes. You can send email with requests or comments about the show to Glenn at glennrobison.com or cards or letters to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California. I thank you for your very kind attention.